we put a comprehensive case to the minister as to why these bridges, I suppose, are very important to us in southwest Donegal. And I would have felt that the minister understood our reasoning and listened to it and accepted it. I suppose he was quite clear with us too that funding from his department in 2017 had been allocated. But I suppose I raised then the issue with him that at present the government are doing a mid-term review of their capital programme. And he did indicate that there could be a possibility of including the projects under that. But again, decisions on that won't be made until later in the year, sometime closer to the summer.
So no formal commitment was given with regards to the funding?
No, and I suppose we didn't expect it going there. You know that you're not going to get a yes or a no answer. But I suppose the councillors presented a united front on the matter. We went in, we were well prepared, along with the Director of Roads and the local area engineer. We made our case, as I said, I think we made it very well, and I think that was accepted by the minister. And it's about looking at the avenues for funding. I suppose it gave us a chance to explain to the minister the effects of closing down programmes such as the specific improvement grants, and similarly the likes of LIS, etc., the effects that these have on rural areas, and maybe just being able to highlight to the minister that there's a far larger dependence on those type of grants in rural local authorities, where like that we have 6,500 kilometres of local road, or mainly local roads, and that when those programmes are shut down, it has a knock-on effect on managing our roads infrastructure in the county. So we were able to put that across to the new minister. We've met, and I suppose Donegal County Council have met other ministers on this issue already. I think back to Minister Varadkar when he was in transport, had come. Minister Pascal Donoghue had met us, or met council officials and members. And hopefully Minister Ross will see the value in what we're talking about here, and I suppose we await. Again, I mean, what I would reiterate is that I've been pushing on this issue for a number of years, and it comes down to specific government decisions to close off funding within schemes like the specific improvement grant scheme. If that hadn't happened, we wouldn't be in this situation today. Those bridges would have been built.